At what point does your very expensive home stop being a basic human necessity and something that essentially reinforces the very system that you're critiquing?
I don't think the purchases that you make necessarily, I mean, if you're buying a private jet, it's a little different, but I don't think the purchases that you make, as long as you're not using it to engage in capital accumulation, imply, you know, something less ethical than whatever purchase you're making in general. I have a house. The reason why it's so expensive is because it's in West Hollywood.
This guy is pushing socialism, but at the same time is buying multi-million dollar homes. And his exact words are, it's okay if I do it as long as you don't do capital accumulation. Well, capital accumulation means that you have a very large net worth. Let's just see how much he's worth. If we look at his net worth, we're looking at around an estimate of $20 to $35 million. To me, that seems like you're accumulating a pretty large amount of capital. If we look at his income, he's making $2.8 million in just a couple of years from things like subscriptions and donations. And if we look at how much does he actually make per year, according to sources, it looks like he averages in the $4+ million range in recent years. So that seems to me like he is benefiting pretty well on the capitalist system, yet he's pushing socialism.
Yeah, outlaw Thanksgiving and outlaw boomers.